Hey, it's Derek Gant, your host of the 24K Life podcast, where we work, we strive, we set goals to help our constituents, which consist of clients, it consists of our followers, it consists of our collaborators, in trying to figure out how to elevate their lives to the exact highest level of their potential. Now, if you know anything about self-development, you know that potential is unlimited. So we really want to help people figure out, hey, what am I capable of? And how can I get closer to that capability on a consistent, regular basis so that I can live my best life yet? Now, in order to do that, we do not have all of the answers. So what we do is we bring in amazing interviewees that have expertise in areas that we don't. Because you know what? We are a community. I'm talking about a global community, and we need each other, and we need the information and expertise that each other offers in order to elevate our life. Today, we're going to be diving into some fitness. We're going to talk about not only fitness, but how to overcome challenging times in order to discover who you truly are. And in this particular light, how fitness works into that along the way. And with that, we have Justin Groth. Hi, Justin. How are you?
What's up, bro? How are you?
I'm amazing, my man. You are on the West Coast. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Where are you exactly?
West Coast, Central Coast to be exact, but I'm right kind of smack dab in the middle of Los Angeles and San Francisco between those two spots. Those are probably the most familiar spots for your listeners to gain reference from.
Excellent. Been to both, love both, would never live there, but I love both. It's I was introduced to LA when I was younger, maybe like 18, 19, and I come from a little hick Midwest town. So I went to LA, man. It was just so fast. Everything was moving at light speed, and I was kind of left on my own. My sister was living there for years. My uncle was living there, and I went to go visit, man. I'm like, this is too much going on out here. So place for every person. You guys do have a great vibe, I will tell you that much. But tell us a little bit about your background. I see that you are a fitness guru and that you have a long history in developing your body and your mindset. So tell us how you got started.
Yeah, so I got started kind of by accident. I ended up, I didn't have a affinity for fitness or developing a physique of any sort when I was in high school and college. And shortly into college is when I started to transition into trying to transform my body. But that all came from an identity crisis I was having with myself, man. You know, I didn't really know, like most of us, we don't really know what we want to do in life. Well, at least for me, I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. I didn't know, I didn't even know what I wanted to look like. I didn't know how I wanted to present myself to the world. And, you know, I slowly started to put my identity in other people. And I realized that was the wrong thing to do. Well, why am I doing this? So, I actually started to, and I've talked about this at length on other people's podcasts, but the reason why I say I came into it by accident is because I really was trying to just lose weight and I didn't know how to go about it. So I just starved myself and I didn't have any background in fitness at this time. I didn't know what was a carb, a fat. I didn't know anything. So right. I just did the best thing I knew how, and I did a lot of cardio, and I stopped eating.
How long did you do that?
Yeah, I did that for probably the better part of a year, and I got down to 136 was my lowest, man. And for context here, so your audience knows, I'm 5'11", and my average weight is about 165, 170. And this is just that's just a regular healthy body weight, you know, no. Extra muscle or anything like that. And so I got about 136. I was clinically called or deemed clinically anorexic. And so, look, I told my family, this is way back in the day, I told my family, look, I need help because I know that I'm just going to keep following this path because I have an addictive personality.
Okay.
that's what got me there in the first place, right? Like, that's what got me down to that point where I was, you know, anorexic. So I just said, I need guidance. I need you to set me up with a dietitian. I need to know that I'm in good hands. And that's the only way I'm going to trust eating food again. Like, I'm going to trust eating a balanced diet again. So they set me up with a dietitian. I got with my mom's personal trainer at the time. She set me up with a little 3-day program. And well, we did it together. Obviously she trained me for a little bit. And from there, the addiction went the other path. It went towards building muscle and building a body. And that helped me to identify more about, not only, it helped me to reveal more of the integral components that I didn't know I had, like discipline, consistency, work ethic, etc. And it helped me to come into my own identity, which was, I guess, by extension, the physical representation of me, which was, I had more of a formidable physique now.
Okay.
Compared to my peers, right?
So how old were you during this time period?
I was 19.
Okay, so you were young, you're still trying to find yourself,
yeah.
Still trying to figure out how to fit in. So how did you transition from there to what you're doing now?
So the personal training came into the equation when, after a couple of years went by, I started developing this physique. And in my local gym, I would have people come up to me occasionally. They would ask me, like, "Hey, Justin, what's that exercise you're doing for? What's that target?" Or, "Hey, Justin, can you watch me do this movement, like make sure my form is correct." And I just felt this kind of genuine connection right when that person would kind of stop my workout and they would interrupt me. And even though it was, you know, nobody wants to be interrupted when they train,
right?
But for some reason, like, I was all ears paying attention when people would ask me questions. And I took that as two things. Like, I'm humbled at the fact that you even want to come up to me and ask me these things because you think I have the authority in this space because of what I've built in my own physique.
Right.
And secondly, it gave me this fulfillment factor when I pour into them with my knowledge and the things that I've learned that were so 101 to me because I've done them for so many at this point, a couple of years. So they're so 101 that when I would pour into these people and they would actually benefit from what I was telling them, it made me feel just like a contributing factor. Like, it gave me utility.
Right. And
those are the things that I listened to. Like, it wasn't because I wanted to be rich. I didn't go into personal training to be a millionaire. I went into personal training because of that feeling that I felt, that reciprocity, when I poured into people and they had a positive effect from it.
Right.
And that's the reason why I became a personal trainer. And then
So how long have you been a personal trainer now?
So since probably 2009.
Okay. All right. So you're a pro. You're all star. So how long have you been a mindset coach?
So for probably the last 7 years.
Okay. And how did that journey start? So you're working out with people. You're obviously tapping into their mindset, given the fact you're tapping into their body. But when did you make that connection and then decide to add that as a service?
When I opened a business in 2016. And I opened a brick and mortar for personal training. It's a private boutique training studio. And that, when I worked one-on-one with people outside of a commercial gym, and I was there in my space and we were in a private space, I started to realize that more than working in commercial space, that this is about changing behavioral patterns and reestablishing a different type of mindset for that person to become their best iteration. And that you don't really experience that in a commercial gym because people don't give you their full 100% transparent self because they're so enamored by everybody around them and they just don't want to be embarrassed. And so because of that, they shy away from maybe being so transparently vocal with you.
Right.
Don't learn a lot about them because they just want to get their workout in and get done. They don't even want to be there in the first place. But when you have more of an intimate setting, these people divulge so much more to you. Mm-hmm. And you get to know them on such a different level. And then you can impart those different components that help to make that person better in their thought process, in their navigation of their mind, and controlling more areas of their of the mind space that they weren't, or the mental software, I should say, that they weren't otherwise doing in the first place, which led them to that area of, you know, disconnected from relationships, from life, because of their weight, because of their behavioral habits, etc. So,
right,
yeah, that came into effect in 2016 when I started to immerse myself more into the mindset space of this.
Excellent. So who did you train under? I mean, did you end up going to some courses or taking a certification, or you just start studying? How did you elevate your own mindset to get to that point to where you could share with others?
Yeah. So it was my own actual doing and my own action. Okay. Me being able to be a type of mentor to others, or a type mm-hmm. of for others. And that came from my pursuit, natural bodybuilding. You know, okay. For your audience, that's a drug-free bodybuilder. So I'm steroid-free, SARM-free, PED-free. You know, the only things that I take are over-the-counter supplements like creatine monohydrate, mm-hmm. you know, branched amino acids, pre-workout whey protein. And when you do that, the reason why I preface that is because when you do that, when you follow the natural accord, it's so much more harder than when you have some performance enhancing substance to elevate your performance, elevate your muscularity, and get you leaner without doing so much of the work. You still have to do the work. Call a spade a spade. But when you actually delve into the natural space to get that shredded and to be on stage, like, which is what I did, I used to compete. When you get to that level, it's so much easier to not go through with it, because it becomes so much harder as a natural. You don't have the same luxuries as the guys on PEDs do. And that is what helped me to gain more of that mental, what would I call it? Tenacity, that mental strength, because it's far harder to do a set of deadlifts or squats when you're on a low carb stent and you've been on low carb stent for multiple days and you got shitty sleep the day or the 2 days prior to that, and you're getting up to the wee weeks of your competition and you're weak and you're lethargic and you're disgusted with yourself and you're frustrated and all these things, it's easy to tap out. But you break above that threshold, when you go beyond that, that's when you start to tap into different components of the mental software that you might not have known you had. Mm-hmm. And so learning this over years and years of natural bodybuilding is what allowed me to have the mindset that I can impart on others with.
Excellent. I love it. So what do you think is the biggest issue health-wise, fitness-wise, for the average American? I mean, you know, statistically, you know, the numbers are crazy about how many people are considered obese.
Yeah. It's about, what, 40%, I think, at this point.
Yep.
I could be wrong on that statistic, but it's up there, like you said. I think a lot of it is self-control and self-restraint with what pleases people. They only think about the moment instead of thinking about the future. And so that's why, you know, when times come up of people's birthdays or outings or dinners, etc., I mean, it's not just food that's involved, it's alcohol that's involved.
Right. And
alcohol makes you not probably think the best, right, in terms of food selection. And, you know, I mean, there's a myriad of things, to be honest with you. It really depends on the environment that person's in. Mm-hmm. And as a bodybuilder, to be your best, you have to exile yourself from those certain elements that would otherwise lead you down destructive paths. And that is also what is going to allow you to bulletproof, so to speak, your mindset.
Yeah.
When you disregard and dismiss and discard all those things that are otherwise very flavorful to indulge in, but you don't.
Right.
And it's like, it would be like someone who has a porn addiction. Instead of going to the app and open up the porn, they do something else productive. Like they do 50 push-ups or they go for a run or something. It's so hard to make that choice to do that instead of going to the porn. But that makes you more of a formidable opponent for yourself in terms of doing the right thing. And you do that enough times, you now build this armor on you that no one can fucking penetrate.
Right. So, I mean, and I love your analogy about being bulletproof. So when you look at the people that you help, when you look at the average person that you help, I'm going to assume that they do not have the, I shouldn't say assume, they don't have the tenacity to go through what you have gone through, because I've been around people who have supported family members that were training for a competition, and it is grueling. I mean, the meal prep, and, you know, not even the meal prep, it's like eating the meal six times a day or whatever it is that they were doing, and carrying gallons of water, etc. So my point, my question truly is, what do you correlate to? Because you don't know what you don't know. So that person that, like, for instance, I've played Division I college football. I've gone through two-a-days. I've gone and played when I was hurt. I, you know, broke legs, broke limbs, you know, all the things, rebuilt my mind, rebuilt my body. So I relate to you. I understand the grit that has to go on in order to get where you want to be. But the average person doesn't go through that. So how do you correlate to the best of your ability? Do you use the workout part when you are doing the mindset coaching? Do you use the workout part, or is there some other correlation that you use to get people to tap in, not tap out, but to tap in to their belief system, to your belief system, that they can do more?
First things first is I have to meet that person where they're at in their life.
Okay.
And so if I meet them where they're at and I devise a program that fits them in terms of their goals and where they want to go, then I start with the first brick, and then I add a brick after that, add a brick after that. But I have, what's most important is you treat the subject with where they're at the point, mm-hmm. at that point of their life.
Okay. And
you also take consideration what their goals are. Obviously, the same, I don't have the same potion, so to speak, for each person. It's going to be all be individualized. So mean that, because I really focus on the individual. I don't focus on just a cookie cutter, you know, program, even though cookie cutter programs can work for a lot of people, you know, but most people that come to me, they have differences. They have discrepancies that I have to work around. And that requires me to, that requires me to not have a cookie cutter program. So at the end of the day, I meet the person where they're at. I obviously adjust based on their goals, but fitness is always going to be a component of it, to answer your question as well. Fitness has to be in the equation, because everybody on this planet should move and eat and treat their body in such a way that they get the best return on investment with.
Right.
You can't expect to be your best, not only relationally, interactively, familially, you can't expect to be your best if you don't treat yourself with respect. And the way you treat yourself with respect is you consume the right foods, the nutritious foods. You move on a regular basis. You exercise. You build your body. That doesn't mean that you have to be this competitive athlete. That doesn't look like a Greek god. That means that you have to treat your body with respect and move and exercise and eat right. And by default, what happens is you end up looking better in the process.
But and also, feeling better, right? Yeah. And feeling better.
And when you do those things, you automatically gain confidence, and not to mention competence, because you're doing something that most people are not doing. Mm-hmm. And you're now more competent in your ability to execute based on what you do when you don't want to do it, the hard shit you put yourself through with the workouts, the eating the foods that you don't want to necessarily eat all the time, because, you know, they're not the best tasting. It's not like eating lasagna from, you know, I don't know, a famous five-star restaurant, but the point, you're doing these things for the betterment of yourself in the future. And that is going to breed, that's going to substantiate your competence in that certain craft or that pursuit, and also build confidence on top of it. So it's imperative that you do these things. That's how you become your best iteration.
Yeah, I agree. But I also know that there is an exponential point where people want to quit. You know, they start, and if you're not careful, they do too much, and then they don't want to come back because they're too sore, or they're too this, or they're too tired, you know. And getting them past the point of being lethargic and tired and sore to the point to where they feel stronger and more energetic and enlightened is I've never been a personal trainer, but I can imagine That has to be, you know, that exponential crux you're looking for to help walk them, talk them, and pull them, push them through so that they can continue to the other side, because because the results become addictive after you get past that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that comes based off of your experience as a trainer. You have to be able to identify certain behavioral expressions that people are making in their face and their body language, read those things. Because if most of training and retaining clients is psychology, it's not okay. your relational your relationship ability or capabilities to. Let me rephrase that. It's going to be psychology, but it's also going to be your ability to understand that person and develop rapport and develop a relationship with that person.
Right.
Well, to understand behaviors and certain cues with that people are certain facial expressions or certain eye language or body language that person's expressing for you to be able to take care of them to the best of your ability. Now,
have you read a book called Captivate? It sounds like you read this book called Captivate.
No.
Okay. You should check it out. It's this woman, her name is Vanessa. It's not Huggins, but it's Vanessa something. I can't think of her last name. But she wrote this book called Captivate. Super popular, does lots of research. And but she's written several books. This particular book talks about some of the things you're talking about, being able to read people's faces, their expressions, their body language, and getting a good whiff of what they truly mean, feel, and think, like right off the rip when you see the different expressions. You sounds like you don't need to read it because you have it down pretty well from your experience, but it is an interesting book for not only for you, but for those that are listening. Now, for those of you that are serious, as we move into every day is an opportunity to change and project your life in an amazing direction, make sure you go to the official justingroth.com, because there is where he has his information, his insights, his belief, his philosophy, his strategy, his vision for your personal fitness. So I just wanted to throw that in so people know where to find you. But now that we have people looking for you, what can they expect? Somebody in Colorado, they're not in California. What can they expect? Can they get help from Justin in Colorado? Can they get help from Justin from Ohio? How far do you reach
to help people
with the things that you believe?
Yeah, global. So yeah, they can reach me. They can reach me through Instagram. They can reach me through my website. You know, any way that they can get a hold of me are the best ways of those two platforms.
But what are they going to get when they get there? What are they going to find, you know, when they get to your site? Are they going to find an opportunity to work with you? Are they going to find one of your workout programs? What are they going to find when they get there?
Yeah, so good question. Right now, they're going to find the podcast. They're going to find my podcast, and they're going to find the episodes of the podcast, and they're going to find a point where they can contact me on the Contact Us page. And on the Instagram, it's just going to be a straight direct message, right? They can obviously look at my Instagram if they like, but what they're going to find is I'm going to set up a call with them, and that's in hopes what I would like to happen, so I can interact one-on-one with them and I can get an understanding of what they're looking for.
Gotcha.
Once looking for, I can obviously see if I can help them or not, but right now that's the best way that they can find me, and that's what they'll be interacting with when they go to those sites.
Okay. I got a question for you. Never ask anybody else this question. Have you heard of the AI apps, the mobile app? Maybe it's not AI, but the mobile apps that will scan your body and give you some numbers. Have you seen that or heard about that?
I haven't.
You haven't, bro. You've got to go check that out as a personal trainer. So yesterday I was talking to a client, and they were telling me about this app that they have, and they preface it by saying, listen, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but what I do know is that it scans my body. It gives me all these measurements and your body fat and all this other kind of stuff. And it recommends, I think it recommends, like, you know, ideas and the type of your body and all that kind of stuff. And then they scan to see if they're improving after they've, you know, checked out some of the stuff that the app tells them to do. And so what they were telling me was that it might not be accurate. They don't know if it's accurate. They don't even care if it's accurate, because as long as they keep using the same app, they know if they see progress or not. Even if it's not accurate, they still can see progress. You know, my buddy owns a kickboxing studio, and he has this scale, and it measures, you know, how much your toenails weigh. I'm being facetious, but I refuse to get on the thing because it'll tell you, you know, it'll tell you like what, how much this arm weighs, if your body is balanced. And I'm not saying you need to do all that. I'm just saying your world is incredibly amazing, and it's getting more amazing as technology starts to develop. But tell us about one of your coaching programs, your virtual coaching programs.
Yeah. So when the person signs up with me, what they'll do is they'll get typically a 60-minute Zoom call, and that's where we go in. We do it. It's like a consultation there, and okay. so they'll divulge with what they're going through, with what they want to make better, with what they want to achieve, and what utility I can be to their life. Mm-hmm. Then our suggestions and etc. And moving forward depends on what the person. If they're looking for just the mindset, or if they're looking for fitness and mindset, or they're looking for just fitness, because I have people that do all of those. So
okay.
It just really depends on, like I told you in the beginning, man, it's kind of just subjective, and the person, what they're looking for, and what I could be of service to them with.
Excellent, man. Well, I love it, man. And I hope everybody jumps up and goes to your webpage. It's theofficialjustingroth.com. So go check them out. I didn't miss a dot or anything. Nope. So go check them out and see what he has to offer. Justin, before I let you go, I always ask, is there a golden nugget? Because this is the 24K Life podcast. Is there a golden nugget that you would share that escapes most people's attention as it pertains to their life? It could be their mindset. It could be their fitness. It could be both. But any nuggets that you want to share before you go?
So I think that, like I was referencing before, when I talked about personal training, getting into personal training, you know, that feeling that I felt when I was pouring into people and mm-hmm. I was getting that fulfillment factor in return. I think more people need to listen to that and stop listening to what Kardashians are doing or what their favorite influencer is doing.
Because
thing at the end of the day, you're not them and you suck being them. You suck else than yourself.
My man. I love it.
I think the more people need to listen to that, bro. And I think that the mind of money escapes them. Their pursuit of money escapes them. You know, I never, ever went into personal training because I wanted to be a millionaire. I went into personal training because I knew I could be successful at it, because I knew I was going to be good at it. And I was only good at it because of what God gave me from birth, and that was this ability to work with people on different levels. And I only identified that through the art of bodybuilding that became personal training. And I listened to that shit. And more people need to listen to that feeling that they have, that reciprocity feeling when they pour into somebody or something that they do, whether or not it's popular or it's even controversial. They need to into that and go take that to the ends of the earth and be willing to die for that, regardless of the financial accrual that's attached to it or not.
Right. I love it, man.
Go ahead.
No, I said I love it. That's a great nugget. I mean, you didn't even, it's such a great nugget because you didn't talk about the obvious, right? You went to the core of people's purpose, people's passion, and people's path. And that is critical and amazing advice. And if they could slow down, quiet themselves enough to tap into what you were talking about, which is how do you feel when you do certain things? And you felt this immense rush of reward, of gratitude, of purpose, of intent when people first started asking you to help them work out. So that's awesome. That's a great nugget, man. Great nugget.
Thank you, Derek.
Well, listen, man, we're going to stay in touch. We're going to have you do a live so that people can ask you their specific questions. So we'll circle back maybe in about a month or so and do a live, let you ask and show. Now, when we do the live, I need you to stand up and I need you to go, well, if you really want to fix this, man, you're busting all those muscles, man. You got to share them with the world, bro. So, you know, back in the day, LL Cool J, ladies love Cool J. They love fitness, man. So you got to help them out. But I do appreciate you. I love check your vibe. I love your mission and I love your belief system. So we're going to make sure that we do our best to share this with the world. If you are interested in any way, shape, or form, or if you know that you need to fix your life, you need to fix your physical life, you need to fix your mental life, you need to go check out the official JustinGroff.com. Justin, thank you so much, brother. I'll be right back with you.
Thanks.
So, you know, I just did part of the closing, right? Because you know you need to get in physical shape. I talk about it. I try to show you my journey along the way. But I just show you my journey. I don't give you any advice because that's Justin's spot. That is his expertise. That's what he feels and knows that he's the most amazing at. I'm amazing at helping you get your finances in order. But if you can't see a correlation between your money and your physique and your mindset and your spirituality, it's all connected, and you need to be the soul connector. Reach out, ask them for some help. And if you don't need the help, then, and you know someone who does, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you share this video with them. Just click the link and share the podcast, share the YouTube, and be the catalyst to help somebody else also be amazing. I'm Derek Gant. Be your best. Bring your best. Leave nothing to chance.